morning, everybody. Thank you all for being here. I wanted to start fairly on time. So this is a specially called Dean's Corner, and what I'm going to talk about is really all of the results of a reorganization that we've had to do for a number of reasons, budget cuts, merging of a couple of libraries, and just several other things that we needed to be about. So this is going to be the only topic of conversation today. We'll have a regular Dean's Corner in the normal course of events, but I just wanted to make sure that everybody pretty much had a general idea of where people were going to be transitioning through August and September. There's been a tremendous amount of work that's gone into putting this together, and I just have to thank everybody who's been willing to step up and help us and through this, and all of you. We're going to have a celebration after this, a tipping celebration, with a little pizza and watermelon. Bruna's already been to the Jean Talon market, and the whole dean's office smells like watermelon right now, and her car apparently. It smells good. But anyway, so at the end of this, I'll take questions, and if without any further ado, I'll begin here. Because I'm going to be dealing with organization charts, please be patient. I will be breaking down several parts on the chart so you can see them. So it'll take just a little bit to get through it all. Okay, and that I wanted to warn you, you do not have to squint and try to figure out what's going on here. This is the general organization chart. So you see me up here, and several positions that are direct reports to me that are line positions, such as Lori Clota. We have Lori Podolsky here in archives that reports to me now. But the big difference here that you'll see that breaks down is that I've asked Daniel Boyer to step in as associate dean for user services for 2 years. And he has accepted that position. And so he will have a number of direct reports here. Richard, Ver, Anaïs, Chris Lyons, Sarah Holder, I'll talk a little bit about that, Natalie Waters, Cynthia Levy, Mary Vaughn, who will be helping out in law because Danielle will be very much engaged in enterprise, across the enterprise as a whole. And so Mary Vaughn will be assistant head of law, again, for a 2-year appointment. And we've got Amber with education and Berks here. I'll talk a little bit more about this. I guess everyone knows that we're doing a search for AD for digital initiatives, and that search is progressing well, and I hope we have a definitive answer, either yes or no, within very quickly. I hadn't heard of that before. Okay, so just starting out here again, these are the people who will be reporting directly to me. It will be broken down. We're just doing one chunk of the chart at a time. And what I'm going to be concentrating on are changes and the things that are in different colors in some of our searches. I'm not going to name every single person because those things aren't changing and it's just kind of normal events. So obviously Laura, Lori, Diane, nothing's changed there. Archives, Lori has been named interim archivist while we do a search. And we are doing two searches within archives, one for the director and a staff position and archivist records analyst. We can now fill some of our staff positions because we've met our budget cutting goal. So you'll see us gradually moving into filling some positions, not only for librarians, but for staff. The dean's office, just no changes there, and Carol, obviously reporting to me, no change there. Okay, now we're breaking down a little bit more under AD for user services. We at Mac, we have a Natalie, obviously will report directly to Danielle. We have a search for a librarian at Mac. Of course, that's the position that was vacated by Vinci. Rare books and special collections. Islamic studies, nothing's changed there. You'll see with music, you'll notice that Sharon Rankin is going to be moving to music starting in September and is moving from rare books. Osler, you'll notice that we have a doc tech, Bojina, is moving to Osler starting in September. That's an important gap and hole that we had to fill there to keep things going as we needed to. In Gelber, obviously, I've already talked about Melly Vaughn. And we are doing a search, and we've been doing a search for some time, for a replacement for Louisa Piatti, who is retiring. So we do have a search going on for that position as well. In Schulich, I've asked Sarah Holder to be, and she's accepted, to be head of Schulich, again, for a two-year appointment, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. We are searching for two librarians in there, one a replacement for the medical program, which we'll be trying to fill as quickly as possible, and we also have a mat leave that we'll be needing to replace. Obviously, science and engineering and life sciences are under that jurisdiction now, and we will be trying to figure out how to maintain those programs with the integrity and the different cultures of science and engineering versus life sciences, and at the same time take advantage of learning from one another. So all of that's a big job for Sarah. Life sciences and social sciences, actually, there's not as, considering how much has gone on in Hustle since I've been here, they're kind of quiet now compared to everybody else. And thank goodness. But we will be going out to do a search for a data librarian, and we have a mat leave in there. We will be hiring someone, another staff person, as to fill a gap in the supervisory level there. And this librarian is a librarian who will be sorted out in some way after all the dust settles to figure out what disciplines need the most care and attention after all of this. Okay, but we do know that we have to hire a search. Yes, what? Oh, yeah, I mentioned that, Sharon. Sorry. Yes. Mary Ellen is moving down. Thank you very much. We spent a lot of time on this. Mary Ellen is going to move down and will be supervising, watching out after the reading room in Rare. So archives and Rare books will share the same reading room. This makes a good deal of sense. We needed, it will be better, I think. Certainly won't be worse, just as good for our users, and we will be able to capitalize upon all the fact that we just don't have a lot of staff in either one of those spaces, and we have to make sure that we keep services going. Okay. They'll also be helped out with some students. There are a few students, by the way, that are sprinkled. I won't say liberally sprinkled, because we don't liberally sprinkle anything. We don't have a lot of money for anything. But there are some students that are plugged into some student allocations that are plugged into all of this. A lot of our student budget is funded through the SSMU. And that's one thing that they like to use their money for. We need the students. They are supporting students themselves through providing jobs in the library. They're mainly work-study students. So it's a very good thing all the way around. But we're very, very careful about how they're used. Everybody has LabQual data across the world that there's a significant difference between the help that a student will give, particularly at night when there's not a lot of people around, versus the help that they'll get from a full-time staff member, whether it's a staff member or a librarian. And I know that there was kind of a blanket understanding here that we wouldn't have a lot of students working at service desks, and we're still basically keeping that concept, but having a little bit of tweaking simply because it's the only way that we can possibly make our schedule work. We've spent an enormous amount of time. This obviously was done in concert with the schedule. It's the only way that we can possibly keep the buildings open as long as we are, and the staffing levels and hours that we have. It's really, really, it's not deep at all. I mean, we've got it barely covered everywhere. And there's no way that we would have begun to have been able to do this had we not merged two of our libraries. As I said, Sarah Holder has agreed to, for a two-year appointment to manage Schulich. There isn't a lot of other things going on here, except that there will be a mat leave here that we'll have to fill, which we will be trying to do as quickly as possible in the search for a librarian within the life sciences program that we will advance on just as quickly as we possibly can. You'll notice that Jill is up here in a coordinator position for this program, for the life sciences program. She's agreed to do that till she goes off for a little bit in November with a very joyous event in her life, in our library family life. And we've also got science and engineering, and we will be thinking about what we do as to coordinate this Sarah and Danielle and the individuals in this library will be figuring out how we manage leadership here or if it's needed right now. So you try to keep things as parallel as possible, but there really is something to that old saying that foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds. I really believe that you don't have everything just absolutely parallel just to keep it that way because it feels symmetrical. So we will do what is the right thing to do given the culture that we're building over in Schulich. And we'll let the people there build that culture. It's not going to be dictated from the top down. Humanities and social sciences, again, just a whole lot of things have stayed the same, of course, with the exception of all the people who we sent off to a wonderful retirement celebration this week. We will be doing a search for another library supervisor. We need some help in there. We have for a while. We'll be doing that as soon as possible. We do recognize the need for expertise in data writ large. We've already talked with a number of people, but we know, for instance, that we've got some geospatial data that we particularly have to deal with, and we'll be talking with people on those faculties about that. This is the generic, well, not generic librarian. This is the one that we don't know what discipline will be, except we're searching generally for humanities, social sciences, because that will be the person whose disciplines will be decided after all the dust settles. And we have a mat leave that we need to fill. Collection services. There are a lot of people here. But we have obviously a mat leave here, and Nancy Crow is moving into this general group, and that and her more her specific responsibilities will be we will be working to put together. Everything else is pretty much this. Oh, and Amitsu. Yes, in here as well. Amitsu came back. We have a huge need for her particular level of expertise and recognition of the complexities of the e-resources and licensing world that we have now. That's a big, new, fairly new set of responsibilities within ARL libraries as a whole because of our huge digital resources and the expertise and level of work that's required for that. Okay. This is digital initiatives, as everyone knows, and again, thank you to everyone who helped out with a very successful return visit for Jen Riley. We will be moving on that just as quickly as we can. And if all of the library search gnomes if all the stars aligned, we may have that position filled sometime early fall. Everything else pretty much stays the same. So I thought I would put this up so that with all of the organization charts and so much word that's come from so many ways about the positions that we're recruiting for, this is a summary so that you really understand what's going on. I mean, first, the maternity leave replacements, we've got a number of those. I counted up the number of babies that have, I'm running a nursery here. I think I've had 12 babies that I've dealt with. A couple of, since I've been here, there are a couple of those are not librarians, but oh my gosh, we've got, having had two children myself while working, I know that how hard this is for these individuals, and Quebec has a lot more enlightened system than any I've heard of. I think it's very good. But it does mean that we have a number of maternity replacements that we're recruiting for almost all the time. And management and administrative staff, the archivist is an M. And we have to fill that just as soon as possible. Even though that person will, we will be asking for someone with library credentials, with a master's degree in information science, library science, whatever it happens to be. It's an M position. The archivist analyst is a specific MUNACA position, I think, and the library supervisor for HUSL, whom I've already spoken about. These are the tenure track, a summary of the tenure track positions that we're now searching for. Senior Director for Digital Initiatives, hopefully that search will come to a happy conclusion soon. This is a replacement. This is a replacement. This is a replacement. Data is, it's new. And this is really a replacement for several positions that have been lost over the past, for retirement for the past 2.5 years. So these are virtually all replacement positions in some guise or another, with this one a little bit of a different flavor. Questions? Oui.
Will these slides be posted somewhere on the internet?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll post them someplace. Yes. Yes.
I know I heard you said about not maintaining the status quo always, it's not always good, but we do have two leads for electronic resources. Librarians, with leads being away and Dawn being away.
Yes.
And I noticed we're just filling for one librarian in that unit.
That's by design, yes.
Okay.
That's all that we can afford to do right now. We do have extra help in there with Amitsu, and we'll be... We just don't, you can tell this is thin. I mean, oh my gosh. There's no, I mean, we're vegans here. This is a very healthy, slim organization, I hope. But this is going to work. It's going to be okay. Other thoughts? Questions? Don't tell me it was this. We worked really hard on this. If it's clear, then this is great success. But this is time for you too. I know I've gone through this really fast. I'll be happy to go back to any slide. Yes?
There's some areas that have been talked about, library positions, librarian positions, or work initiatives libraries want to do involving copyright, involving research data stewardship, requiring library oversight. And none of those things are listed here. Are those things that are further out on our timeline, or does that represent a decision we're making about our role in those initiatives?
No, that's a very good question. It was a decision not to include copyright here because there's a very high level university-wide discussion on that that's going to happen the end of August. And after that meeting happens, we'll have enough clarity. And I think there's a really good chance that we're going to be doing a search for a copyright person. Exactly what that's going to look like, and it will be within digital initiatives under Amy's block. But I wasn't quite ready to put it up here, because in as far as we could humanly manage, we think that you can take this stuff that I showed you today to the bank. And I didn't want to be mushy about something. But yeah, that's probably going to happen. Now, data writ large, research data, that until we really get enough support from the university as a whole, mainly the VP for research and a capacity for that, that's one of those drums I'm beating all the time because it's a huge compliance issue. And I think there's a very big risk involved in that. But right now, all I can do is keep waving that flag. And, you know, it's a big flag I'm waving all the time. Not quite as big as the building flag, which is like a flagpole-like flag. But it is one of those things I bring up. But we're not ready to deal with that, because that has to be something that really comes down from the VP for research has to say thou shalt with that. Okay, those are very good questions. Other questions? Near, far, nobody else?
Could you talk to how life sciences and education service will be?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, good, thank you. I should go back to that. Let's see. How do I do that? Okay. Okay. One before that? No.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. We will be, according to both of the documents, the way forward documents for both life sciences and education, how they're being handled is very parallel. In terms of staffing, not exactly their writ, because education will be maintaining a professional collection, but also the curriculum collection. And so there'll be a little bit more real print stuff that they'll be dealing with, as opposed to life sciences. But according to both of the documents and the input that we got, we will be trying on for a year and a half. Well, we assume that this will be what happens, but we'll be assessing it after a year, year and a half, to see if it's how we want to continue to go. There will be one staff member left in life, and that will be Jackie. And she will be doing basic reserves, some document delivery, some just basic things that we felt that we needed a presence there to make sure that everything went smoothly. So she will be up there, and but reporting through the Schulich structure and the life sciences program, and to Sarah. So, and in a similar fashion, let's see, I think I have to go back. No, I have to go forward. We've got Faye.
On the bottom,
yeah. Faye will be staying up at education and will be working very closely with Maya. And we will be making sure that everything goes smoothly up there as well. But she'll be up there. That will be her workplace. Those areas, if you've noticed the hours that were posted, both of those positions will be there 7 hours a day. They will go off for lunch. During lunch, there won't be anyone taking over for them. But as in a similar way to Burke's, when the normal staff person who's assigned to those areas is on vacation or sick leave, they'll be covered either from Hustle staff or from Schulich staff as appropriate. And you'll notice that I'm avoiding calling it Schulich Science and Engineering and Life Sciences and everything else on the planet that's science, because I'm just calling it Schulich right now, because any title, any name change will probably, I'll have to ask the Secretary General about it, just way on my bottom of my to-do list right now. But we'll have to make sure that that's all in order at some point, and a recognition of the combined jurisdiction of Schulich now. Anything else I forgot? I know I have done this really fast. Okay, I know that, is anybody surprised by any of this? I mean, because we tried very, very hard to make sure that individuals who were most directly involved were not going to find out about their life when I stood up here and said, oh, this is where you're going to be. This is the library you're going to be in. So putting the whole picture together was something that, as soon as we had that information, I really did want to make sure that everybody knew. And the fact that we managed to pull this off as quickly as possible is a credit to everybody. And we're more than okay. This is good. And so let's go out and have a little tipping. Oh no. When is it supposed to be here? When is it supposed to be here? Okay, so sure, no more questions.
I do have a question.
Make up a question. Okay, yes. Yeah.
The e-resources department is sort of like getting a real blow because we're losing two people in acquisitions. I emailed the question, but I don't know if it came through. Is there a plan? I haven't heard a plan because I'm going also a little bit later, but.
We've talked a little bit about that already. The staffing that you see up here right now is our plan. If anything, you know, obviously we know that our digital resources are the bread and butter of how we exist now. And so we aren't going to let it fall apart. I mean, this is not, if you think, there is no way that this is the final word of anything. Remember, the only thing I can guarantee you is change. And you notice that there's a whole lot of 2-year stuff here because we're giving ourselves a chance to learn and to try on this smaller size garment of organization. We're going to have to, there are going to be tweaks all through this and more than tweaks. We will just have to see how it goes. We do have some flexibility in the only, as far as instructions that I have as any dean, the instructions that I have from the provost are that any money that's on the staff side, the salary side of your budget, right now, they aren't going to look too much about what positions we decide to construct, except from, you know, just a normal sort of intelligent position, question of, you know, why did you do this? But I'm not being grilled. The only instruction that we have is just don't go out and fill any position by definition in the same guise that it was vacated. And that's been true of libraries for a very, very long time. And it's just the one, that is the only instruction that I have. That and keeping the pots of money discreet as much as possible. The salaries money versus the collection money, all of that. But we can, you know, what there are lots of potential places that, you know, that's one area I'm worried about. I'd be a fool not to be. There are lots of other, there's a huge amount of change going on here. And there are lots of places where it will be one of the best bits of management advice that I ever got from one of my mentors was, Colleen, in the end, it's real people with acting as good professionals who can make any system work. And that's really true. It doesn't mean that I want to have a structure that's got a whole bunch of flaws in it, and I will constantly dink with it till I get a structure that's right for the organization, for the needs that we have, but also for the individuals who are in this organization. There is no such thing as a perfect library organization that you mix two chemicals and it always comes out the same. Never, ever. It's all about the needs of the time and as they change, but the individuals in that organization and their strengths and what they want to do, too. I mean, at one point in my life, I said, there is a certain number of invoices that any human being can deal with, and I have reached that level. I have to do something else. And I got out of acquisitions. But that's true with anything that we deal with. Okay? Yes?
I hope this doesn't be too much on the spot, but I think it will.
Yeah.
The Associate Director of User Services, that's a position that I've been quite excited to see filled, so this is amazing. Yeah. It'll really impact my work. I'm just wondering if you can talk a bit about like what you envision that position doing.
Okay.
And
okay, I'm glad you feel that way. This is a really critical position because it's the driving, in a lot of ways, it's about our future and how we forge our future and how we think of our future as a library. There are some things that as soon as the person walks in the door, it's like, here. open access just is a term that practically hasn't been heard of on this campus. We are way behind in that. It's something that we just simply haven't had the time to develop a program and to talk about campus-wide as much because it's a big outreach effort. It's huge. And it's going to require lots of lunches and lots of just meeting with the right people and calming them down and educating them and then trying to figure out how to take it to the Senate. I mean, it just takes forever to do something like this, but it's something that we've got to do and is really important. So all of those other e-scholarship issues, the fact that I have been told by the provost that we really want to see if we can be out of CopyBeck, as has CREPUG, the rest of Crab Hook, in June of next year. To do that, we have to have engaged in an educational enterprise and system to make sure that our faculty knows what they can do and what they can't do. And then once we've done that due diligence, then we can think about getting out of our insurance policy of copyback. That's enormous. We have no library in Canada participated in the Google Scanning Project. So we have at McGill, as other big research libraries in Canada, we have a number of just books in our open stacks that aren't in a trusted digital repository, having been scanned by Google and essentially in Hathithere was the Internet Archive stuff at Toronto, but that's not Google. That's not the same project. And it was done totally different, and it's very much more limited compared to Google. And so we have an obligation, I think, in terms of stewardship and legacy, to make sure that we've identified those materials here and we get them someplace. We have enormous digitization and preservation problems. We've got so many things in special and rare collections that are cataloged but are not made available in facsimile and digitized, and should be these hidden collections that should be made available to the world. We have the enormous issue of what do we do with ALA? What do we do with the concept of a traditional integrated library system versus discovery systems? What does this mean? At what point do we flip? Do we flip? When, how much longer can Aleph live the way we have it put together? What are the pros, cons? This is an incredibly, the bibliographic database here, if any, in a lot of ways when you talk to an auditor for a library, you say our most important asset is our collection, or is our collection as a whole. Our second most important asset, well, first you have to say it's our human beings. But in tangible terms, it's our collection. The next thing is our bibliographic database. If you put a price tag on it, I can't even imagine what it would be. So that whole question. And then the whole web presence. Anything we get to, millions and millions and millions of dollars that we invest every year in digital resources and all of our materials over time that we have collected are all coming through that library webpage. I mean, so there's a lot there to be done. I hope that answered it. Yeah. Somewhat. Yeah.
Do we report to Damien now?
No.
Is everything you smell about what we do?
No, you report the same way. We're going to fix this. It's going to happen. If it doesn't, we'll figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is a question from Gabrielle at Music. The first one is, when will the Dean's Corner video be available, which will be probably by Monday, John? Will be available on Monday, probably.
Monday-ish.
Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Second is the hiring freeze over for the whole university or just the library?
Okay. The hiring freeze is, I think the better way to answer this would be those units which have met their goals in terms of budget cutting. If there are vacancies or reorganizations that they want to do and they've identified funds that they have, they can use those funds to hire.
But we still have to request...
Oh, yeah, the paperwork, the red tape and bureaucracy of doing that is pretty difficult. And there are more steps than there were before. Because you have to say, okay, I have met my budget cut. I've got, there's a little bit more to it. But yes, it's possible. And we've done it. We're fine. We're okay. We're moving. We've worked really hard on this. Yes?
Can I address Julie's question?
Yes, okay. I could tell. I talked for a half an hour and I somehow didn't answer the question she wanted.
But that sounds a bit more like, who Amy and Ed might be referring to, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, obviously, I've been pondering over that in the past 2 days. I don't have a complete answer.
Yeah, it's hard to educate.
It is. And I don't mean to contradict Arlene, but just to add to what she said, is that collections are an asset, but our people are a strength. And we have 30,000 users, upwards of 30,000 users, who expect the best information available in the world. And what's more, they expect to understand that information also. And that's our job. And my job is to coordinate the little bit of resources that we have so that McGill continues in that tradition of providing the best information possible to as many users as possible. And I think that we can do this both through a mediation of the various branches as well as the collective efforts that Colleen underscored when she answered.
Yeah.
So that's sort of the way I see it now. I mean, if you have any comments, questions, this sort of thing, I mean, you guys know where the Gelber is, and let's talk.
Daniel, by the way, will be staying in law. He won't be moving down here, so I guess that's important. I guess, this, in more general terms, this may address your question too, Julie. I've said this in terms of buildings before, but there are many, many libraries, including the one I was at before, where we went through a lot of things in a very evolutionary sort of way. We did this step, we did this step, we did this step. And at McGill, because of our resources and because we have the capacity and because we just have really pressing needs, we have to move at a revolutionary pace, not an evolutionary pace. So calculated risks are really important, but we're just going to have to do some stuff. We're just going to have to, and not say the gradual this and that is just not in the cards. We don't have the time. We don't have the resources. We're going to just have to move. So, yes.
I may have missed this, but do you know the effective dates for when the kitchen is really filled specifically for the when Sarah started their roles?
They are transitioning right now, so.
When do we start sending them?
I think you should talk to them individually about that. But basically, they're trying to make sure that nothing falls apart in their old hats and moving as quickly to being their new. And by September the 1st, they'll definitely be in their new places. We're doing new carpet, painting, a few adjustments in Schulich, but people will be moving, we hope,
early September.
Okay. Yes?
I guess for the positions like the librarian of science sciences, do you have any idea how long it will take to fill it?
I can tell you that it's way up in our priorities to get done because we recognize the need and the problems. And as well as I that you can't control these things totally, but our experience, my personal experience in recruiting people for medical librarianship here, we've gotten really good pools and we've been able to do it fairly quickly. It's not like head of digital initiatives where we do 3 searches and really it's taken a while. I'm as optimistic as I can be. But your unasked question, we know the pressures. We understand them. We got it. Okay. Okay. Okay, so any other last questions from near or far?
Gabrielle said that she sent, but they're not coming through. But I got 2 messages. A lot of people saying it was good, so I don't know.
Okay. We'll try to figure it out. We had a little bit of an internet problem here this morning. Okay, well, thank you all, and I will see you over a piece of watermelon and a slice of pizza. Thank you all.